All right. Good morning, everyone. This is the Davis County Commission public meeting on 10 a.m. March 22nd, 2022. We are meeting in the chambers located in Farmington, Utah, Suite 303 at 61 South Main Street. And just to remind everyone, those wishing to direct comments to the commission regarding a public hearing or to make public comment can do so in person or by emailing comments to commissioners@daviscountyutah.gov. Oh, I knew I was needing to swallow a little better before we started. By 5 p.m. the day before the meeting, we're going to have our opening, our Pledge of Allegiance. And let's see, Chief Deputy Susan Polson, would you be willing to lead us in that? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now open up the time for public comment. If there's someone here to speak, you have 3 minutes each. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the business and action items. The first category is our community and economic development, and we have our director, Kent Anderson, presenting some items.
Morning, Commission. Thank you. Is that loud enough in the microphone there? It's nice, Kent, and solid. All right.
Hey, Kent, can I stop you just 1 second? Hey, Becky. A quick question. So when Kent comes up from our discussion the other day, it's best for Kent to say, this is Kent Anderson or Kent Anderson, and then start as far as for what you guys need to do. How would you like us to work that?
We generally know the department heads is when anybody else comes up.
Other than that. Okay.
Good. So if the chair states the name of who's coming, then that helps. Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Excellent. I've got 3 items for your consideration today. Item number 1 is approval with the contract with Utah Avalanche for the spring soccer season. Terms receivable in the amount of $6,658.95, beginning 3/28/2022 to 5/26/2022. Item number 2 is an approval of an annual sponsorship agreement with the Davis Arts Council. Terms payable in the amount of $25,000, beginning 1/1/2022 to 12/31/2022. Property manager Tony Thompson's out of the office today. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and take item number 3 as well.
Which is a ratification, right?
No, it's approval.
Number 3?
I think it doesn't state as a ratification.
It does not say it, but in our meeting.
But if it is, yeah, if it's been signed.
Yes.
Okay.
So this will be ratifying.
So we'll modify that to a ratification of a temporary access license to SWCA Environmental Consultants in conjunction with a groundwater study now underway with the Davis County Health Department. Terms beginning 3/21/2022 to 12/31/2022.
Excellent. Thank you. I'd make a motion we approve items 1, 2, and 3 that was presented to us by Kent Anderson.
I will second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Kent. We have now our health category with our director, Brian Hetch, presenting a few items.
Morning.
Morning.
For you, we've got 3 items. Number 4, this is an approval of an amendment to the contract with SWCA, Environmental Consultants, incorporating some additional terms in there in the amount to not exceed $45,900, beginning 3/14/2022 to 3/31/2023. This additional cost to this is for some water monitoring wells, drilling, which you've seen in the previous one. We granted access into some county property to drill these wells.
Very good.
Number 5 is approval of a renewal order form for Excel Decade Environmental Health License. This is our software we use for environmental health, food, swimming pools, etc., in the amount of $29,430.53, beginning 6/1/2022, running to 5/31/2023. Number 6 is a contract with the Utah Department of Health for our healthcare associated infection. That's a grant that was coming through this money in the amount of $72,231 beginning 3/15 of 2022, running through 7/31 of 2024. This will bring this money in. We probably won't use this for a couple of years until some of other funding sources, but this will extend it. Our HAI position that we were able to get during COVID to the end of 2024.
Okay, very good. Any questions for Brian?
I'll make a motion that we approve items 4, 5, and 6 as presented to us by our health director, Brian Hatch.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Brian, thank you. And just in case anyone didn't notice, I'm not Chair Randy Elliott. So he is excused today. He's away for county business. Okay, Director Mark Langston with Information Services.
Thank you, Commissioners. What you have before you is an agreement with Nearmap imagery for our aerial imagery for the county. It's in the amount of $57,000 beginning on 3/22 of 2022, ending on 3/22 of 2023.
Okay, and that's the only item you have today. Okay.
I'd make a motion that we approve item number 7 as presented to us by our Information Systems Director, Mark Langston.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mark. All right, the next section is library. And we do have someone different. Our director is headed to the National Library Conference. So, Deputy Director Ellen Peterson, welcome.
Thank you, Commissioners. So, number 8 is an agreement with Midwest Tape for their digital media platform known as Hoopla. This is for streaming video, streaming music, ebooks, e-audiobooks, and television. It's a two-year contract, so it begins March 22nd, today, 2022, and ends March 21st, 2024. The payable amount is $30,000, and that goes, there's no actual platform fee. That goes straight into us using the service because it is a pay-per-checkout model, which is the industry standard for streaming video for libraries. And so all that money that we put towards that goes towards paying for what gets checked out, if that makes sense.
And is it kind of after it's been used, then you pay after it's been used, it's paid? Or
we have to put it in first. Mm. They make us put so much money down as like a down payment first to use. But if we don't use it all by the end of the year, it rolls over to the next year.
Great. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve items 8 and 9 presented to us by Deputy Director Ellen Peterson.
Oh, I haven't done 9
yet. You know what?
Yet.
Sorry.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah, you were. I was rushing you. Imagine that.
That was obvious.
That was a reversal.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Since Ellen presented that one, let's approve item 8, and then we can let Matt do
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I rushed you. I love that. Okay, Matt. This is our Deputy Director, Matt Goff.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioners. Can you hear me okay in there? Okay. Just making sure. Before you is an agreement for the approval of a user license and service agreement with Comprise Technologies Incorporated for computer management software and Smart Pay for online credit card payments. What that is we've combined two services. We needed to get something for credit cards, and our current system did not take our old one, so we had to go, and it was a sole source sort of thing with our current provider, Polaris. So they had something. Comprise had already given us what we call SAM software. It's software that manages the computer times for the public internets, and so we're just combining the two services. So for this year, because we have the new stuff for the Smart Pay, it's going to be a little bit higher for the initial setup fee. So the total for this year is $8,909. And then, and that's beginning, it was beginning last week on the 17th of May and it will, of 2022, and it'll go through, we've signed a 5-year agreement with them for both services. So it'll go through 3/16 of 2027.
Okay, yeah. Actually, March 17th, 2020 to March 16th, 2027. Yes, thank you.
And then next year, just for online renewal, or for ongoing renewal, it'll be $7,633.
How much?
$7,633.
Okay. Yeah, a little less without that setup fee. Very good. Thank you, Matt.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve item 9, a user's license and service agreement with Comprice Technologies, presented to us by Deputy Director Matt Goff. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Oh, second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So now from the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Polson, you've got a couple items.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item number 10 is an approval for grant increased funding for the per capita grant through the Bureau of EMS and the Utah Department of Health for fiscal year 2022. And the increase on that grant is $2,008. And the term on that is July 1st of 2021 to May 15th of 2022. Item number 11 is a release of liability and waiver and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring or SCRAM program. And the it's a receivable with a varied amount based on the number of tests used and monitoring fees, and that begins March 22nd of 2022.
Too many twos.
Too many twos.
Thank you, Susan. I'll make a motion that we approve items 10 and 11 as presented to us by Chief Deputy Susan Polson.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we recess out of our regular meeting and go into our Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Heidi, well, she's here in place of our Clerk Auditor Curtis Koch, who's excused, and we'll be back this afternoon. Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you. On the property tax register dated March 22nd, 2022, we have one property going through appeals with zero change in value, no abatements, corrections of five total properties. These are veteran exemption abatements that are being processed, totaling $7,546.81. No treasurer adjustments and no assessor adjustments.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd make a motion that we go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Wow, everyone, this is good use of time this morning. it's time for any comments from those up here. Heidi, anything to add from Clerk Auditor's office?
I don't have anything to add on behalf of the office.
Okay, and then Neil Geddes from the attorneys. All right. Yeah, it's feeling good. Commissioner Stevenson.
No, and we will set a record depending upon the next answer.
I think you might be rushing me. I have no comments today. We will be adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.